that wasn't neutered. That was neutered with yes. a stallion.
Oh, was
no, it wasn't. The one that wasn't was a
well,
stallion.
It was not
a stallion.
Not a stallion.
You'd breed him to the...
The one that you could breed.
Breed, uh-huh.
What about with... what would they put on the horse's feet to keep...
Shoes, iron shoes, just a band.
What
with
was
toes,
it?
With a heel.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they call them? Some of them had cart heels. Made it softer for the horse. But they were just round, had nail holes on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the blacksmith would have put them on, unless
oh.
somebody knew about it at home could do it. And they had nails, funny looking nails, kind of a softer nail than is not a steel nail. But then they drive it in the foot. See, that foot comes out slanting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they drive it and
right
it,
into the foot.
No, they would drive it right along the edge.
Oh.
And then that nail would come out, you know, see, to drive it in straight,
mm-hmm.
and this is slant, it would come out, and then after he got it nailed around there, he'd just take his hammer and just break those tips off and tap them. See, it's still, it's in the part that doesn't get sore. It's not hitting the quick.
Oh, it's in the
That's just like if you tear your fingernail down too long or get in there too far, you got a sore finger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you stay in that, it had a ridge. They have a ridge on their hoof.
Oh, they have a ridge on
see,
their hoof.
See, it slants. Uh-huh. And this part here is just that ridge.
Oh,
and they drive the nail straight through, it comes out, and then they just bend it over and break it off. And then smooth it, and tap it down so it don't scratch or anything.
Did they put it in all four of the...
All four feet.
Uh-huh, all four
if you
feet.
Wanted them.
Uh-huh.
Now, our mules never got them because they just stayed on the farm. They didn't get
oh,
on the road.
They
now, if they walk on the roads, these gravel roads and all, was hard on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd go to limping.
Oh.
That cushion, the inside of their feet here. This is all hoof, but they have, I guess it's what you'd call it, like your fingernail, quick like, and that gets sore than they couldn't hardly walk. See, that shoe had a little heel on it,
mm-hmm.
and that threw her foot up a little bit higher,
oh.
see, and kept it from getting sore. They had to do a lot of rough walking.
But the shoes were always on the hooves.
Yeah. You got to put them on there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take them to the blacksmith.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on.
Did people ride horses very much?
Oh, yeah. A whole lot.
They'd
go anywhere.
You know. They would. Did you ever ride?
Oh, Lord, yes. I lived on a horse.
You did?
Oh, for years I had to go from over here before I married. Every evening we had about 15 cows.
Mm-hmm.
We turned them loose over there in Camp Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Remount,
mm-hmm.
where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And every evening at 4 o'clock, I'd have to get on a horse and go hunt my cows. I didn't know where they were. They had bells on. Sometimes I'd find them out over here in the Remount. Sometimes I'd find them way over at the base hospital in Camp Pike.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be dark when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to help Mama milk all the cows and run the milk through the separator. Put the wash the separator and clean up the milk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of all that.
So you really rode a lot then?
Whew. I rode an awful lot.
Mm.
Sometimes a cow would stay out. I couldn't find her. And she'd get lost from the crowd. And I'd have to go out in the morning again and go hunt all over the place.
Well, you could really ridden a lot.
Oh, I lived on a horse.
Oh, you did. Well, did you ever fall? Did
mm-hmm.
you ever? Never
once. Mm-hmm. No, my horse knew how to walk.
Uh-huh.
The horse didn't stumble.
Mm-hmm. Did people have much injuries from
our horses?
Yeah.
From riding.
Mm-hmm. Falling off.
No, this remount over here had all the animals and things,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd clean out the corrals and take it up kind of on a hill, and then they started dumping, and they just kept dumping, and made a big high, a mountain as high as this, or higher than this house.
Mm-hmm.
And two wagons could pass each other on it. And that was all horse manure.
Oh.
All of the waste and everything.
Yeah.
And you started down at the bottom, it was level, and you go on up that hill and come down the other side like they drove the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd go up on top of that pile.
Oh.
And I'd stop and listen for the bell.
Mm-hmm.
If they was close around, I could hear them. And that mule would flip his ears like that when I rode the mule or the horse, either one. They were used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd flip his ears like that, and first, you know, he'd set them like that and just look one way. When I'd go that way, I'd find my cows. He could hear better than I could.
Oh, really?
He knew what he was going after.
Oh.
And sometimes I'd bring him in, it'd be just about dark. Mm-hmm. I'd be bringing him in, and I'd tighten the reins around the saddle.